ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
दो लाइनें हैं क्लास में, नहीं क्लास में तो बहुत सारी लाइनें हैं।
We will listen to Suraj Bhai about the new methods of meeting Bab Dada today.
आदरणीय भाई जी,
दो लाइनें हैं मैं कह रहा था, एक देने वालों की।
There are two lines, Suraj Bhai is saying. One line of people are the bestower of blessings, and the other line is of the people who take, who receive. In the future, they will regret a lot. We, the children of the bestower, has to become bestowers and give to the world. This is the call of the time. All of us are seeing the transformation in the world and of time. This is giving us the message. Go beyond all these small issues and prepare yourself to the great, for the great task ahead. Baba has been sustaining us for a long time. This is the time to give the returns of the sustenance that Baba has given us. We will see new scenes every time on this earth. Every day in Sakar Murli, Baba is saying almost every day that there will be the games of Sakshatkar, of visions. We have to be the ones who give visions to others. We have to churn the ponds of knowledge. The speed of our effort should not be as before. Seva will increase. There will be tsunami of service. And what are the plans of Baba? How to change the iron aged world and how to make the great souls complete? And we will see in the future how Baba will fill our aprons and make us complete. We have been waiting for such day. We used to go around on the road and we didn't see anyone. But we used to think, when will the decorations of Madhuban would come to Madhuban? And there is a deep secret in all these scenes of the drama. Come, let's go. And invoke Baba, invite Baba to this gathering. See Baba in front of you. Invite Baba with great love. Baba listens to us and he fulfills our wishes. He is the ocean of love. Invite your beloved with the true heart.
देखें अपने सम्मुख
see Baba in front of you. Bab Dada is there in front of you. Baba is giving drishti.
Mastak me shiv Baba.
Shiv Baba in the forehead of Brahma Baba. Look at him completely. Looking at Bab Dada, experience that deep, supersensuous joy, deep happiness. Baba is keeping his loveful hands on my head. After giving drishti, Baba goes back to Paramdham. Om Shanti.
Sabha mein is deviyan bahut baithi hain.
There are many deities sitting in this gathering. Awaken your form of being a bestower. In the future, Baba's service in the form of drishti, words will increase. Today is Murli, in the morning. That was being spoken 34 years ago, and we will see those days again. People will see the golden rays coming from your forehead. Your eyes will become bulbs, divine bulbs. And we are seeing the condition of the world. I would like to tell all the brothers and sisters, increase fearlessness within you. We have to pay attention to this fearlessness. Today, one sister called and she said, I am not able to sleep. I am not having interest in anything. I spoke to her with... She said, doctor said that there's gallbladder, there's problem with my gallbladder. And they are saying that they have to remove my gallbladder. And I said, removal of gallbladder is not a big issue. Be courageous. You are a Durga. You have been victorious over many demons. Now you are afraid of the gallbladder being removed. She used such words that I started to think, I can't sleep, I'm not restless nowadays. So we have to become fearless. We should not get afraid about any black magic. We are the foundation of the world. We are the support of the world. We are the ones who give blessings to the world. Just by their presence, thousands and thousands of people will become fearless. We have to increase the closeness towards Baba. In Sakar Murli, we five brothers went to Prakash Mani Dadi and asked Dadi, what is the significance of this? What is the secret of this? Baba had spoken in that Murli that when you understand me completely, then you become complete. It is such a big secret. God is saying, I am with you, don't worry. We don't have faith and we become worried. We haven't understood Baba. Baba is saying that I am the one who makes you do karan karavanhar. We become heavy. Who is there for me? We forget that who has given us this seva, who has given these powers. Understand this, recognize this. Baba spoke these words 45 years ago. Who can recognize Baba? We have been introduced to Baba, but who can recognize him? Only those who can recognize themselves can recognize Baba. Secondly, those who are close to Baba. Thirdly, those intellects who become refined and divine on the basis of yoga and knowledge, then they start to understand who they are and they start to understand who Baba is. So let us again go to the incorporeal form. I am an incorporeal soul and I don't have this body. I am just a point. I, the soul, is flying to my incorporeal home. I'm very close to the Almighty Authority. I, the soul, is incarnated again in this body. I am self souvenir, master. Om Shanti.
मैंने आपको एक संकल्प लिया है, चिंतन करेंगे, बाबा से नजदीकियां बढ़ाते चलें.
Churn about this, think about this, how to increase the closeness towards Baba. Baba will make us do many tasks. He is mine. He would require us in the future. Now it's corona and we are getting medicines and many good things are happening and the intensity is coming down. The force of this corona is just 20% right now, so there is no danger. When Shantivan and Panda Bhavan, corona started to spread, then I used to think this corona can't touch these pure souls. Medical science couldn't do anything right now. In the future, it will be even worse. Even the government can't do anything. Baba says, do everything on the basis of the power of yoga. Treat your diseases with the power of yoga. Continue to learn the method to use Baba. It's a well-known slogan. Whenever there is a problem, just say with love, Meethe Baba, lovely Baba, sweet Baba, come. Baba is also bound to help the children. Merge this in your conscience. Baba is promising. God is bound. Whoever calls him, he would definitely come and help them. Continue to take his help. We have to learn to take help from Baba. This will happen when we are close to Baba, when we have that feeling of belongingness. And if we have done some renunciation and sacrifices for Baba, and if we have fulfilled his wishes, Baba is very pleased with those souls who have been following his directions and have regard for his directions, and who follow his directions. Time is waiting for you. There is a saying that time and tides wait for none. But God is saying, time is waiting for you. We are such great souls. Baba many times have told that you are the creators of time as well. We are the creators of time. What is the secret in this? We are the ones who can change the speed and the direction of time. We are all such great souls. You learn to use Baba. completely be dependent on Baba. For example, if somebody has diabetes and tomorrow if they don't get any medicines and there's earthquake, the trucks are not there, transport is not there and the medicines don't come, and then the people who have diabetes will have problems. We will have to learn such method of yoga that we heal ourselves through yoga so that we can take help from Baba. Let us go to the subtle regions again. Now we will take blessings from Baba, whatever blessings you want. The Lord of Innocence is pleased with you. Let us go to the world of angels. In the subtle regions, and I see Bab Dada in front, the Supreme Sadguru, who is pleased with us. He is ready to give blessings. Baba is putting tilak on my forehead. Take whatever you want. Baba is saying, children, take whatever you want from me. Baba is giving drishti and giving me the blessings, and he is feeling power in me. After taking blessings, we come back. Om Shanti. Fill within yourself with intoxication that I have received this blessing from Baba. Nowadays, the people who have become mentally ill, they don't want to listen to us. They say, please heal us. I can't do anything, you have to heal me. Then I used to remember Baba's words. When many people will become mentally ill, then no medicines in the world can help them. Only our vibrations can help them. We have to make a lot of practice in stabilizing ourselves in the form of giving visions, the deities who we give visions. We have to go beyond just giving course. You'll be able to give experience, give them experience that you are a soul, and give them the experience of the soul. We have to prepare ourselves. Now I'm giving two thoughts to everyone. In this spiritual life, in the spiritual journey, there is importance of two things. Today in the Murali Baba said, those who have the desires of name, fame, change that. Do I have the slightest thing or desire of taking or about name and fame? We will definitely receive much more. Baba used to say, the devotees, they stand outside the temples, they would be waiting for the door to be opened. When you will be revealed, everyone will be ready to offer many things. They will give lot of wealth. They will be ready to give lot of wealth. What will we do with those wealth at that time? We have even more riches, more wealth with us, the gyan, virtues, power, knowledge. We are full with all this wealth. So we have to use it and we have to churn. If I have the consciousness of I and mine, that creates a wall, that becomes a wall. And Baba's powers will not enter me, and he can't uses me. He can't use me. Whatever I have, only that I can give. But when I don't have the consciousness of I and mine, then whatever Baba wants to give, he gives them through us. Today, it was very clear, those who have the desire of taking, they can't bestow, they can't give to the people. Second thing is surrender. One is physical, that we all have done. It has its own importance to sacrifice themselves in Baba's tasks, to renounce the desires of the world and to wear white dress. This is not a small thing. But to sacrifice their desires, their emotions, and to sacrifice the service and the results of the service is also a very big thing. Then there won't be any burdens. Remember these versions of Baba. Complete surrender is completeness. I don't have anything. everything belongs to you. If you have read Bhagavad Gita, at least 50 times this has been mentioned about surrendered intellect. The world is looking at us. We have to quench the thirst of everyone. We are not the ones who are taking, but we are the bestowers. God is being told as a bestower of blessings. Brahma is called as the bestower of blessings, but Baba has given that title to us now. Let the world get these vibrations from us. Let everyone experience happiness from us. Let our vibrations give them the experience of having support, so that everyone becomes free from fear. Again, let's experience being a powerful one. I am complete with all powers. I am a Shiv Shakti. I am a deity soul. I am Master Almighty Authority. Let us stabilize in just one thought the rays of the powers of the Almighty Authority is getting merged in me. Om Shanti.
सभी बहनें भी चाहे ऑनलाइन ही एक एक संकल्प में स्थित किया करें संगठन को चाहे 10वीं श्लोक भी करें इससे विश्व
When we get together, so help them to stabilize in one thought so that this can create vibrations in the world. Today Baba is sprinkling his love, knowledge, his care, his powers on the children today, and all Baba's children are invoking today. We are so fortunate ones that we meet God every day as soon as we open our eyes in the morning. We have to teach the world about this and help them to experience this happiness. Today, whatever Baba will ask us to do, we will definitely do it with determined thoughts. We will dedicate ourselves for that. Then we will complete Baba's elevated task. Beautiful times are coming. There will be spiritual revolution in the world. There will be spiritual revolution, and this Baba has told in the media, in TV, in newspaper, Baba's knowledge will be revealed. And towards the end, there will be revolution of purity. Baba has spoken about this in Sakar Murli. All the souls, even the religious heads, will stabilize in their pure sanskars, original sanskars, and there will be a revolution of purity. Now a song will be played, and all of us will stabilize in one thought that we are under the rays of the ocean of knowledge, the sun of knowledge.
No.